Welcome to the Awakened Woman Podcast, your practical roadmap to spiritual awakening.
Welcome to this episode of the Awakened Woman Podcast. And since my conversation with Katrin last week, I've really been thinking about heart-centered living, living from your heart, really tuning into everything it has got to say to you. And I realized that throughout most of my professional career, I never really listened to my heart. It was only really when I started to have my spiritual awakening, when I started to realize that there was more to this, that I started to drop into my heart space a little bit more. And I just wondered how many of you actually drop into your heart space on a regular basis? How many of you truly act in your heart's desire? How many times do we have this amazing idea or the feeling to go and do something or be something or just an inner knowing of what we have to do next? And then we override that by logical thought. We allow our logical mind to kick in and we just go and do the thing that we think we should do or the thing that we ought to do. And we never really think about our heart again. We deep inside us have a heart's desire to do something or be something, and we never really, really act on it. And as I have stepped into my true role here as a coach, as a heart-centered healer, I just realized recently how we don't do it. We still don't stop and we still don't listen. And the connection to your heart can be the most important thing, because it's your heart that truly guides you into stepping into your true power of living truly, truly authentically. So, podcast a little bit different today. I want to share with you the acronym that I channeled, that I use personally to tune into my heart. And then I thought it would be really cool just to have a short meditation, just to allow you to get into that place of connecting into your heart space. So the acronym that I use to connect into my heart space came one day. I was just laying in bed and there was this whisper and she went, Caleb. I was like, well, who on earth is Caleb? I have to admit, I've been watching Jeremy Clarkson's The Farm and realised that Caleb was the lovely tractor driver with the ever-changing hairstyles. And I thought, well, I can't be thinking about that. So I just wrote it down in my journal and forgot about it. And then over the next few days, I just started to really think about my heart connection, and I was opening a masterclass and I just wanted to really encapsulate everything that I'm talking to you about and how I was going to start this masterclass. And suddenly the word connect came into my head. I thought, all right, yeah, connecting to your heart, that's really, really good. Oh, allowing. Oh, yeah, I like that. I can allow. And then maybe I should listen to it. And then when I've listened to my heart, what do I need to do? Oh, I need to really embody that kind of action and take action. And then, yeah, once I've taken that action, what do I need to do next? Oh, yeah, I need to believe. And before I'd even realized it, I'd written this down. So connection, allow, listen, embody, believe. And I kind of wrote it down and looked at it and looked at it and looked at it a bit more and went, oh, hello, Caleb. Welcome. So it's really funny how we work sometimes, how information just drops into our head and we're not quite sure why. My biggest tip in all that is always, always write it down. So how does Caleb help me on a daily basis? So firstly, it's connecting into my heart space. And that for me is early on a morning, drinking cacao, just sitting quietly, just dropping into a place of stillness. I often meditate at this time, but I can do it anywhere and any place, because the best thing about practicing what you preach and changing your life to live a slightly more mindful spiritual lifestyle is a lot of these techniques can be practiced at any place, any time, anywhere. It's all about intention, and where our intention goes, our energy flows. If we intend to connect into our heart, we will do. So this can be done anywhere. But just to connect into my heart space for me is just taking a few deep breaths and drawing my attention down into my heart space. And occasionally I want to put my hand on my chest and just feel that connection. And feel that warmth beneath my hand and feel that I'm almost calling myself back into my body. And then I just simply just sit there and I just allow that connection to strengthen. You may see it as a light, a feeling, a sensation. It just could be just a knowing. And you just sit there and allow. And then I just drop in and I just go, oh, hello, heart. I'm here. I'm listening to you. What do you want to say to me today? So I'm starting to listen. And then I just drop into a place of stillness just to listen to what is going to come up. And sometimes it's our monkey mind. It's the little bit of mental chatter that we get. But other times it's just words or phrases or feelings or sensations that just come. And we just acknowledge those and we really, really listen into it. And sometimes it's a great wave of inspiration. And sometimes just listening is just take it slowly, or why don't you go out for a walk today? Or maybe just do something different, go to a different coffee shop, or just do something. And you just got to listen to that. Listen to what's coming through. And there are times when nothing comes through. And the times when nothing comes through is the times that we are really in a truly transformative state. We don't push at all. We just say, oh, nothing's come through, but that's okay. Because sometimes the thing that needs to come through will come through when we're washing up or cleaning our teeth. It's just that we've created space and time in our energetic and physical bodies just to be still, to allow that information to gently filter through later in the day. And then once you've really listened in and you've got your action for the day ahead or the thing that you really, really want to do, this is the hardest part. This is where you have to switch off your logical mind. You have to think about everything that you want to do. And then you have to go and do it. You have to embody that piece of advice, that action that your heart has given you. And that, again, could be sending an email, sending a message, going onto a website, taking a walk. But go and do it. Whatever that tiny, tiny nugget is, that little bit of goal that just filtered through, be it during this meditative time or during when you're cleaning your teeth, just go and do it. And then ask yourself when you get into that place of fear, oh, I can't do that. Who am I to do that? Truly, what's the worst that can happen? If you are desperate to have a guest on your podcast, for example, and you send them an email, what's the worst that can happen? That they say no, that they're too busy? But that isn't the end of the world, is it? So it's really important to go and embody that belief, and it really, really empowers you. And then once you've done that action is to truly believe, drop back into your heart space, believe that that action has happened, know it has happened, and know that the outcome is going to be the best possible outcome at all. Believe in the empowered action. Believe in everything that you do, everything that you say. Put your heart and soul into everything and just trust as well. So that is how I use Caleb on a daily basis. So I listen, I connect into my heart. I allow that connection to strengthen. I listen to what she has to say to me. I then go and take some really empowered action. I embody everything that she's told me. And then I believe and I trust in the highest good that all this is going to happen. So I just thought it would be a really nice time to just connect into your heart space. So whatever you're doing, just taking a few minutes just to settle into your body, settle into your heart, and just drop into a place of receiving. Receiving and listening to hearing what your heart has got to tell you. So just settle for a moment. If you're ironing, turn off the iron. If you are cooking, just knock the hob down, knock the oven down just for a moment or two. You might want to do this standing. You might be at your sink washing up. You may be doing something, tidying up something, but just stop for a moment. Just take a seat, put your feet on the floor, or you might be standing. Just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And then just exhale through your mouth, just sighing the breath away. And then taking another deep inhale through your nose and sighing out through your mouth. And then a final deep breath, sighing out through your mouth. Just notice how your energy has already shifted. And then drop your awareness, your attention into your heart space. You may find it really soothing to put your hand on your heart to create that physical connection. And for some of you, you may just imagine it as a sensation or a light or a feeling. But just drop into that now. And feeling yourself creating a little anchor into your heart, anchoring everything in. And with every inhale, just allow that connection to become stronger. And with every exhale, feel that connection just expanding. Inhale, strengthening that connection. And as you exhale, expanding out that heart energy, creating that beautiful anchor. And when you feel that you've connected in, just take a few more breaths here. Notice how your body, your mind has already shifted. And then just quietly say to your heart, "Hello, heart. I am here. And I am listening to you. Hello, heart. I am here and I am listening to you." And just spend a moment just listening to what your heart has to say to you. It could just be hello. It could be, "Oh, it's nice to hear from you." To see what your heart has to say to you. Maybe there's a question you need your heart to answer. So just ask your heart the question now. And then just notice for any instant reactions, chinks and little nuggets of gold, what to do next. To really listening to that advice, listening to those few words. And then with that information, if you've received something, just asking, what action can I take to embody what you've just told me, to empower me? And it may be that they've suggested you send an email or a message or go for a walk. Just listen. And then set that intention with your heart to go and do whatever empowered action, to act on their advice. Set that intention to act on their advice, to do whatever needs to be done without question. And then see in your mind's eye that you have already done that empowered action, that you've already it's already taken place. And you can see yourself and feel yourself in your mind's eye, how great you will feel when you've done that, especially if it's asking you to just go out of your comfort zone. And then thank your heart. Just spend a moment just giving her some gratitude. Thanking them for their advice. Feeling yourself anchored into your heart as you gently begin to become aware of wherever you're sitting, you're standing. And then just wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes. Just bringing yourself back, maybe just moving a little. And then when you're ready, just beginning to open your eyes. Bring yourself back. And you may want to take a note of what your heart has said to you. You may want to just go and do the action straight away. So go and do it. Your heart's advice will always be amazing. It will always be loving guidance. It'll be never anything negative. So whatever loving, empowered action you need to go and take, go and take it now. Let me know how you got on. I will leave my email in the show notes. Leave some comments there. See if you can do this every day for a week and just notice the difference. So go take your empowered action, and I will see you very, very soon for the next episode. Sending you all so, so much love. Take care.